part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's Saturday night. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He is Kevin McCullough. This is the greatest radio program in the galaxy. It's called Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're on TV, right?
We do like to have fun. We are on TV.
Yeah, so I have to hide my popcorn stash.
Why? You going to be in trouble for it?
With the giant clip, Kevo. You're missing the giant.
And was that the only thing that the gas station had between here and whatever beach you were on Long Island today? That's not very nice.
I'm sorry.
That hurts people's ears.
No, it doesn't.
Be polite.
I'm sorry.
Do unto others, Stephen Baldwin.
Well, if I could
as your brothers have done unto you.
I'd feed them popcorn through this microphone.
As your brothers have already done unto you.
But
so then you get to give them.
I got
to
be honest, man. I love the television part of it.
Yep.
But I can't be like the oaf, like
you don't get to goof off
Neanderthal
anymore, that's for sure.
Mustard on my chin during the radio show that I used to be.
You were never really like that.
A little bit.
No, there was never mustard.
Remember
on
my spread?
Chin.
I used to, it's gone.
I couldn't get you to eat hot dogs. You were like, that's the one thing that's gross. I'm not going
to
eat those.
Remember the spread I used to have?
Yeah,
like a chocolate bar. And
you were in all out rebellion from Ms. Kenya.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
No, I would, because she makes organic salad, lovely, wonderful, delicious things that rabbits eat.
But they're
like these little salads and things. And Stephen leaves the house. He's like, okay, where's the nearest convenience store?
I like to open the program usually with like
grabbing some beef jerky,
clever banter. Kevo just likes to throw Stephen under the bus. Opening, he just. Throw him under the bus. Get him in trouble with the wife.
I know that the lovely Mrs. Baldwin doesn't listen to the show. So I know you're pretty safe. She has better things to do than to listen to the two of us.
She's
actually there praying for us.
Exactly.
Dear Lord in heaven, just please do not let these two completely destroy the universe tonight.
Yeah. You just took the words out of my mouth.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back. You've been out of studio a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I was out the 2 weeks before that.
Yeah, well, we're going global, Kevin.
We're all busy all the time now.
It was a big operation.
And you know what happened while we were out? I was really upset about this because, I'm not that upset about it, but I was just disappointed because we didn't get them on the show. Duck Dynasty is now the most watched television show in America.
That's my people.
You always say that.
Those are my people.
Yep. He takes one picture with them, and then all of a sudden they're his people.
No, I was. They hosted the Caleb Fan Awards,
right? And you took one picture with them,
and I
and
hung
you met
out
them
with
at
them.
The Caleb Awards, and now they're his people.
And then the dad invited me to come on up to the house.
Happy, 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 happy.
That guy.
Yeah, I love that guy.
And
why can't we have more people like that guy?
Dude, where do you see the Caleb Fan Awards?
Phil Robertson has got to be one of the four coolest people that have ever lived.
But why he's cool is because he doesn't care what you think of him.
Well, and he's also had a major life change. You know, in the season premiere, the kids gave mom and dad a wedding that they didn't have. It was their 49th anniversary, so they planned a surprise wedding. And when they took their vows, I nearly lost it. This stupid redneck show from the backwoods of Louisiana has me all, like, turned into emotional goo.
Well,
but his wife says to him...
You have to get in touch with your inner redneck, Kevin. That's the problem.
His wife says to him... The thing is, I know exactly where Monroe, Louisiana is, and I've been through there 36 times in my life. It's not far from the border of Texas.
Well,
but so I want to get to my point. Mrs. Robertson, Miss Kay... is happy, happy, happy refers to her all the time, says, because they didn't have any time to prepare any vows or anything. This is their 49th anniversary, and and the kids are all excited because they got like church pews down by the river, like literally. And some dude that talks like this came built the harbor, and he's gonna get it built. And they have the thing, and so they didn't have any time to rehearse any vows. Miss Kay says to Phil,
"Yeah,
I loved you from the time we were 14. We've been through a lot together. I loved you when we were poor and when you were not a nice man." And she said, "And you have become a very nice man."
Wow.
And they did that B shot to the kids.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, crying. Like, you know, it's really these big, you know, rough and tumble bearded jihadi guys out in the woods. And they're all bawling.
Well, don't say it like that.
No. Jace got confused for a homeless person when he came to New York.
And almost got, he was invited to, like, be
escorted. They escorted him out of the hotel. He's like,
"Great story.
Where's the bathroom?" And they're like, "Right outside, sir." And they walked him out of the hotel.
It's a great story. Now, I told you that Phil told the story, and not a lot of people know this. First of all, I think he has a master's degree in English.
That doesn't surprise
me. That's something like that.
Happy, happy, happy.
And then it's either Terry Bradshaw or Fran Tarkenton. I'm not sure. But
Bradshaw.
Is it Bradshaw?
Yep, Bradshaw.
That
went
when Phil was going to college,
right,
he was the starting quarterback senior year
Bradshaw
at the college.
Came off the bench behind him.
Because he walked away to go start the duck calling business.
Yep.
So Bradshaw, is it realistic to say that Bradshaw might not have had the career he had?
No. Bradshaw.
You think he would have?
No, because he had skills. He was plenty talented. He was a younger player. Robertson was a little bit ahead of him in age.
Well, I'm giving entirely Terry Bradshaw's entire superstardom and ultimate career. I'm giving credit to Phil. That's just me. I think Phil takes the credit, actually.
Well, they both were Louisiana boys, and Bradshaw came off the bench behind him when he was at Louisiana State.
But
or Louisiana
Phil must
Tech,
have been good if he was starting over Bradshaw.
Well, the funny thing about it is that his sons never learn. Like, they go out and they try to do these things, and they get themselves in constant trouble. And then, and then they're like, you know, grimacing about it around the fireplace, and he goes, "You boys are turning yuppie on me." And I ask him, like, you know, how do you get a beehive down? We want some wild honey. And like, they try at night, and they try to, like, send, like, sonar shockwaves to it. They still get stung every time they go.
Yeah.
He takes one of the youngest grandsons, goes, "We'll show you. Bees are like women. You gotta woo them. You got to romance them. Spray some smoke, cuts the thing down, takes..." Like, neither one of them gets stung. Like, he's like, never send a boy to do a man's job or something like that. I'm like, see, this guy's cool. This is the kind of guy I want to grow up and be some.
Yeah.
I wish that all men did. Anyway, it's 14 past the hour. It's Baldwin McCullough. Our phone number is 888-340-3373, and we're both back in our New York studios. And speaking of characters, Mr. Baldwin.
Sure.
On the heels of, the Avengers and Superman having huge years, Warner Brothers decided to announce their new pick for Batman.
That's right.
And it was a little unexpected.
Well, sure. I mean, in the wake of Christian Bale's four turns at Batman, which I love Christian Bale. He's a genius actor. He creeps me out, but he's a genius actor.
Yeah.
And I thought those four Batmans were scary.
I thought that they were brilliant films, but yes.
They're scary. I mean, to me, I'm the little kids.
They're intense. So they're dark and very, very bad Batman.
So they announce Ben Affleck, who will now do a cameo.
Who is now, you know, they do the hashtags. He's been hashtagged.
What does it say?
Batfleck.
Hashtag
sign Batfleck, F-L-E-C-K.
Oh, I get it.
So when you tweet about Affleck
and
Batman, not to be confused with the duck. I always got those two confused.
I was in the car with...
Who's starring in that movie? Affleck.
I was in the car with my daughter today, talking with my daughter, Haley, and my niece, Kaylee.
Right.
And I said, Ben Affleck. And they started laughing. And I mean, I guess you're supposed to say Ben Affleck, but I went Ben Affleck. I just said it like that.
Right.
And they laughed. And then I said, well, doesn't he have his own cough medicine? Get it? Like,
no.
Okay. Jackie gets it.
No, I don't think she does.
Doesn't Beneflex sound like a cough medicine?
No.
So maybe I could partner with Ben on that one.
It sounds like an antihistamine.
Okay.
If you got poison ivy, it might be good for you.
Sure. Whatever it is.
Benadryl.
Works for me.
Beneflex.
So Affleck is announced as the new Batman.
Right.
He will do a turn as Batman in a cameo in the 2015, I believe, Superman.
Because it's Superman and Batman both in that movie.
No, I think it'll be the next Superman. They will introduce Ben, and then later will come. I could be wrong, but something like that.
Okay.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We will be right back after this message.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD. .com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'll be right back.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night. Stephen Baldwin being the Baldwin part of that, and Kevin McCullough the McCullough part. We're live from New York, and it's a beautiful summer night in the world's greatest city. But we welcome you from wherever you are at, be it Sirius XM, be it the UAN Television Network in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, and New York tonight. They've been on for a couple of weeks now, and we welcome you on Channel 17 if you're watching. And then also on great radio stations from AM 970 The Answer in New York to KCBQ in San Diego, from KFAR Fairbanks, Alaska, to WORL in Orlando, Florida, and everywhere in between. Welcome, Stevie B, KMC, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. And before we get back to our discussion, I just wanted to let you know that we're grateful that AMTC is a sponsor of the Baldwin McCullough broadcast. Have you ever wanted to use your skills, talents, for a bigger cause? Do you have the ability to act or model or sing, dance, or even do stand-up comedy? AMTC is interested in giving you a platform by which you can use your gifts and skills and abilities for a bigger purpose, something bigger than entertaining your friends around the living room. Call them today. Get to an audition. They're absolutely free. 800-STAR-420. That's 1-800-STAR-420. Or go to AMTCAudition.com. AMTCAudition.com. And thanks to AMTC. Okay, Batfleck.
Yeah.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Batfleck.
So I was surfing around.
Yep.
Looking for something that would interest me.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this story.
This just came out yesterday or late Thursday, but it was just within the last 24 to 48 that it started.
Correct.
Being known.
So apparently there is this petition on some website, Jackie will tell me later, where as of this morning, 10,000 people had signed a petition and directed this petition towards Warner Brothers, saying, "We would like you to retract your offer to Ben Affleck to play Batman."
And then Matt Drudge put it on his website for the last 48 hours.
Right.
So that's how it got to. It's now at 47,000 plus.
But, I mean, is
that's crazy.
You're a numbers guy.
Why do people care that much?
Well, I think that the Batman franchise in this country is beloved.
And it's not his politics, you say?
Well, what's been coming, the reports are that, the two reasons that were expressed were, one, he isn't qualified enough as an actor to continue the franchise, which I completely disagree with, and two, he's not, quote, buff enough. He's not, which is kind of silly, too, because this Batman probably won't come out till 15, 16, whatever, a couple of years. He can get ripped all he wants.
He can drop some pounds.
So this is my point. This is like a crazy reaction, a crazy petition. And you got to be sitting there. He must have heard of this. Ben's got to be sitting with Jen right now going, "Babe, was it something I said? Was it something I did?"
Well, and here's the weird thing. I'm looking at this on CBS News. Change.org, which is actually, isn't that a George Soros site?
I have no idea.
I think Affleck and Soros are kind of chummy, which would be weird.
Right.
Soros supporters. But then the other site that's also got a petition up, because there's two petitions.
I didn't know that.
We the People section of the White House website.
About Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
So it's because they're trying to make it a law. That's more of a silly one. I think they're saying to the White House, "We'd like you to make it a law that Ben Affleck can't play Ben." Something like that. I could have it wrong, but it's something. But the point to me is simply this.
That's nutty.
The point to me is simply this. We know Dr. Ted Baer from
Movie Guide.
Movie Guide. And Dr. Ted Baer from Movie Guide Awards has all this statistical information about why Hollywood and the Hollywood elite continues to make certain content, which, if it made more family-friendly animation, you know, if it made less R-rated, NC-17, PG-13 content, it would actually probably profit more, because the PG and, you know, more innocent content
Right.
profits more.
Right.
So How is it? This is my question for everybody within the sound of our voices tonight. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I want to know, if Hollywood gave an Academy Award to Ben Affleck not too long ago for Argo, for the movie Best Picture.
Last year's Best Picture.
He was a producer. He was the director. It was Ben's movie. It was Ben's vision. He was all Ben's idea. They give him the Oscar for Best Picture for Argo. And now they announce. I mean, this is a huge announcement.
It'll be a big franchise.
A huge investment by Warner Brothers in Ben Affleck. And now you have almost 50,000 people within 72 hours saying, here's a petition directed to you, Warner Brothers. We would like you to retract the offer. We do not feel Ben Affleck is qualified to play Batman.
Right. The petition is actually titled, to Warner Brothers, remove Ben Affleck as Batman Bruce Wayne in the upcoming Superman Batman movie.
So we've asked this question before, Kevin. A lot of people have always asked the question, is Hollywood out of touch with the mainstream? And my question is, there has never been a clearer picture of Hollywood being out of touch with the mainstream, meaning selecting Ben, whether or not they did enough research or figured out whether or not, you know, who would be best, maybe a new up-and-comer, this, that, blah, blah, blah. It seems to me, in this example, by giving him the Oscar for Argo, and now this petition with 50,000 people within the last 72 hours, is Hollywood out of touch with the mainstream? Does Hollywood just not really have a clue what the people want?
Again, the number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And Stephen has asked, does this demonstrate, since Ben is kind of the golden boy of Hollywood?
He's one of them.
Last year. Although there was a lot of discussion as to why he didn't win Best Director and Best Actor, or even get nominated for him, but he did in the Goldens, but not in the not in the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
But is he? And they signed him for this. Does this demonstrate the fact that you got 50,000 just private Americans going, no, he cannot represent one of America's greatest superheroes. No. Take him off. Does that demonstrate something about Hollywood's out-of-touchness with the average American? By the way, this petition was filed by a guy named John Roden, just some private citizen from Ludlow, Kentucky. But his opening paragraph on the thing accompanying the petition, his acting skill is not even close to being believable. He won't do the role justice. He's not built, nor is he intimidating enough for the role of Batman. And his portrayer of Daredevil was atrocious, and he's not remotely close to an action star. Please find someone else. Actually, the comment about the Daredevil character I fully agree with in that paragraph. One of hands down, one of the most awful movies ever made. But should Ben Affleck be removed? We'll take your calls next.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
And gifts.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live is the name of this program. The phone number is 888-340-3373. We're going to take a call in just a little bit here, but I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. And
we're waiting for a call from Batfleck.
Yeah, Ben, if you're listening.
On the bat cell.
Just tweet at me. And I'll send you the hotline number.
You should tweet him. You should tweet him. Say, Baldwin fans demand Batfleck. No, we should. What we should do is come up with an alliteration. Baldwin fans bemoan Batfleck's absence. Need another B word.
What's an alliteration?
All the words start with the same letter.
Yeah. I don't. Okay.
You knew that.
No, I didn't.
Your dad was a school teacher. You knew that.
I was.
Yes, Kevin, I knew that.
I was the youngest of six. When it came time to...
888-340-3373. Moving on from Stephen's educational...
challenges.
888-340-3373. But what Stephen has asked, and I think it's an interesting question for a lot of reasons, Ben Affleck just won Best Picture. There was a big controversy about why he wasn't even nominated for Best Director or Best Actor for the movie Argo. And now he gets this, and you know what these superhero roles mean, Stephen. I mean, you look at what Robert Downey Jr. was able to accomplish for his own career, coming back as Iron Man, and he's Like, if he never does any other movies the rest of his life, he's set. He's set for life.
He's already
from
set.
That franchise. And it's not that Ben's in a bad spot, but if you get a big franchise like this, you know these are going to be multi-million, you know, hundreds of millions of dollar budgets for the films. And if they're really good, the residuals will go on and on and on. So anytime I think an actor has a chance to land one of these kinds of, you know, wah roles,
absolutely,
they're going to jump at it. So you can't blame him for wanting to be in it. Warner Brothers feels like he's got whatever it is they're looking for. And what they were counting on is that nearly 50,000 Americans have weighed in and said, no way, no, don't make Ben Affleck the new Batman. Why is that? Is Batman too American? Is Ben's politics bad? That's not what they're saying. The guy that puts the petition up said he's just not buff. He's not intimidating. He's too nice of a guy. He can't play the mean, dark guy that Batman is. Because Batman was not a nice superhero.
Mm-hmm.
He was an angry, dark, his parents were murdered,
yeah,
he was out
little,
for vengeance kind of superhero.
Not the animated fella that I grew up with. He was nice.
The story was the story.
But this is what creeps me out. What's going to be interesting to see now is, I don't even know, Jackie, you'll have to type it up for me that says what it needed, another 2,757 votes are needed for what?
To get to 50,000.
And then what happens?
They were looking for 50,000 signatures for this particular petition.
Right. And what's going to be weird is, could you imagine in the next like 3-4 weeks, if this starts to go like viral. And I'm not saying that, listen, they're going to keep Ben. I'm relatively certain it's safe to say.
Well, let's ask the listeners what they think. Do you think, and this is an interesting question, do you think a studio, like any other business, should take their cues from what a random petition and random people are saying on the internet?
That's my question.
I mean, obviously, if this has stirred up this much controversy, there's a certain point at where the diminishing return starts to kick in, and
right,
the studio goes, this is getting just too much negative. We're just going to, like, avoid it.
If you put yourself in the shoes of the executives, it's such a sensitive transition from Christian Bale to Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Any hiccup in the process. Could you imagine being one of those guys that picked him right now going, do you think this really matters? Do you think this is going to snowball?
888-340-3373. Do you think it will make any difference that 50,000 people signed a petition to say Ben Affleck out? Let's take some calls. Line one, Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey,
hey,
listening on AM 970. Ralph, I got a rule for you tonight. Hold on. You are not allowed in this phone call. Ralph, hold on. Wait, Ralph, hold on. Pull him up. He can't. Okay, put him down. We're going to come back to Ralph. He's talking without hearing me. I've got a new rule for Ralph tonight, and I want to tell him the rule before he has a chance to break it.
I have one, too.
Let's go to line two. Put him on hold and go to line two. Glenn in the Bronx. Glenn, you're up next on AM 970. Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
You're on the air, Glenn.
Glenn, you're on the air. Go.
Thank you, Zuko.
Glenn, hello?
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 Yeah. Yes.
You're on the air. Go right ahead. Glenn.
Yeah, we're going to say goodbye to Glenn as well. Thanks, Glenn. God bless you.
Well, and maybe we have a problem with our phones. I'm not sure.
But Glenn can call back.
All right. 888-340-3373. But the basic question is, should a studio listen to 50,000 potential moviegoers, or should they ignore them altogether? And does it mean that Hollywood's out of...
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first weekend in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, "We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare," they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you. For free.
It's Baldwin McCullough. We're glad you're with us live from New York. The new Batman movie. Well, it's going to be a Batman Superman combo. But Ben Affleck.
It's going to be the Cape Crusader.
You know, the knock on the knock on the guy that just did the last series. What's his name?
Do that again. Just do that again.
The Cape Crusader.
The old guy. The old guy.
What?
The guy that just did Batman. The last set.
Christian Bale.
Yeah. The knock on him was you couldn't understand it.
Because he talked like that all the time. It was really hard.
Well, he's a brilliant actor.
He was really like...
he's brilliant.
It's hard to understand.
Christian Bale is so talented, it's creepy.
Yeah, you already said that.
Yeah.
You called him creepy.
Yeah.
And now he's waiting for you out by the car.
That's fine. I'll take him back to Massapequa, bro. No
anyway, problem. we had problems with the phone lines. We got them fixed, people. Let's go back to Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph, are you there on line one? Okay, Ralph, hold on. I got a rule for you, because Ralph, you're our most frequent caller. But there's a new rule just for tonight, for this topic, for this call. You are not allowed to tie any part of this discussion to President Obama in any way, shape, fashion, or form.
And President Obama may not play Batman either.
Now,
period.
Now, can you deal with that rule before we take your call?
I don't think he can. He's lost it.
I know, but actually when I see one, I'm not alluding to the you know who, the one in the film you with. And I know a good acting when I also see one, that's a good acting that really takes my breath away, and that is Ben Affleck right there in that movie, you know.
Argo?
Argo.
Yeah.
That's right. And it's kind of like irrational of this petition that is being circulated around to keep him away from, you know, the Batman role.
The franchise,
but
yeah.
On the other hand, if I may say this, if I could say something about that movie, The Butler, Kevin,
The
you know,
Butler?
Yeah.
Are you going to tie this to Obama?
No.
You're not allowed. He's Ralph. Tonight, you're not allowed to mention Obama.
Oh my God! They have support for good measure. The acting one.
I didn't understand what he said. I didn't understand what
Ralph,
you said, Ralph.
Ralph is smarter than we realize.
In his
own little Jedi mind trick kind of way, he's going to tie it to Obama.
Sure. I mean, it's enough that we have Oprah there, and then Boris Whitaker, too. Now you got a... Oh, my goodness gracious.
Ralph, we love you, man. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening every week. We appreciate it. 888-340-3377.
Thanks, Ralph.
He was a good sport.
Yeah.
He took
but
the rule.
But he tried to tie it to Obama.
He tried to.
He did.
Well, he changed
did.
The subject in different
yeah.
movies. And I know there's some Oprah something or other with the Butler, but nobody's seen the movie yet, so it's not really... It's not that big of a deal. So.
The Butler?
Yeah, it's doing okay.
It's doing very well.
It's doing okay.
It's doing very well.
It's not doing as well as Planes.
Okay.
See?
All right.
So, it's doing okay. let's see how many movies we can tie into the discussion of the next Batman. Let's go to line three, because Winston-Salem, North Carolina, is where Marie is calling us tonight. Marie, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I really feel like Hollywood has been out of touch with the average American family for a long time. Everything you see these days, you can't take the children to it because the language is so bad, even if the theme of the movie's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't go that much anymore. There are very few movies I will pay to go see.
Yeah,
me too.
I
me
wanted
too.
To see
yep.
The Lone Ranger, but it had so many politics involved, it was just ridiculous. And I grew up with the Lone Ranger. I love the story. I love the old Lone Ranger series. But, you know, they're even the PG movies that you want to take your kids to see, unless they're, you know, there's not many movies for children from 6 to 10 years old.
No, that's true.
But Marie, you made an interesting comment to our screener. And are you of the opinion that Jim Caviezel would really make a great Batman?
I think he'd be fantastic.
I think I could see that happening. I think he'd be terrific.
You know that
he'd be fantastic.
Yeah, and Marie, you know that series that he's on right now on CBS,
Person of Interest.
Yes, yeah, he is yes. kind of a dark,
sure,
haunted,
sure.
It's kind of a Bruce Wayne type of thing. It's mostly just the action and the, you know, busting the guys.
Mm-hmm.
That is mostly that part of it.
He's a man of few words, but he stands up for what's right.
Right.
And that's what I like about it. And there's no bad language in that TV series. Mm-hmm.
And he talks like this about half the time,
yes,
too.
He does.
Which is kind of cool.
Very mysterious. And from what I hear about him, he's a great person, too. Great family.
Well, Marie, I'd like to suggest that you start a new petition that Jim Caviezel should be the new Batman. Get right on that.
It's funny because my daughter and I have been talking about that for a while, and we both think he's great.
Even before, even before the story of Batfleck, you were saying that Caviezel should be?
Yes.
I think you're onto something there, Marie. You should, like, trademark that. I don't know. I don't know what you do. Yeah, hashtag it.
Hashtag Batviezel.
Batviezel. That sounds like a really bad follow-up to Ratatouille. Thank you, Marie, for the call. Appreciate your interest in listening on Saturday night. Tell your friends. 9 to 11, we are here. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. It is Baldwin McCullough Live, ironically enough, from New York. Let's go to line two. David is calling from Arlington, Texas, checking us out tonight on Channel 47. television with the UAN, which is where we are also at. David, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. Hey, thanks, Kevin. Hey, Stephen, how's it going?
Good, brother. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I can't believe I'm talking to you. But anyway, with Ben Affleck, why so many people dislike him is because he's a hypocrite.
Ooh.
He had a commercial about a month and a half ago about the poor, and he said he was going to live on $1.50 a day, you know, to show his sympathy and everything. Mm. And then I guess, you know, if he got tired, he'd go back to being a millionaire. So that's why a lot of people dislike him a lot of times, because he doesn't seem real.
Yeah, some people interpret that as coming across as like a Hollywood elitist or something like that.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, that's a bad approach.
All right, David. Well, we appreciate you being here and watching on the UAN on Channel 47. Thanks for being with us. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. When we come back, more of your calls. Should Batfleck stay the new Batman? We'll talk about it. Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Good.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and every Saturday night we are glad to be with you. And the shot you just saw, if you're watching on television, a very full, packed, busy Times Square. And that's with a big football game going on in the Meadowlands. You got the Giants and the Jets playing preseason. You got Times Square packed to the gills with people. And you got Baldwin McCullough packing out the radio airways. We're just all, it's New York is just the place to be tonight. But we welcome you here from wherever you're joining us from, especially those of you watching on Channel 17 in Manhattan, the new UAN affiliate that is carrying Baldwin McCullough every Saturday night. We're talking about the thing that happened this week in which Warner Brothers announced that Ben Affleck had been named the new Batman. And
this is huge. This is very important.
America went into meltdown, people. I don't know how this happened. I'm on a political site, hotair.com. One of their main writers, a la pundit, the headline, America in Crisis, Ben Affleck named as the new Batman.
Exactly.
And this is his opening paragraph, and I love a la pundit. I read him all the time. He says, I hate this genre, but you have my sympathy, fanboys. You guys deserve better than this. And judging from the Twitter reaction last night after the news broke, literally everyone, I repeat, everyone agrees. As Ben Dominic said, if you're casting for a brooding, brilliant millionaire who channels his dark inner torment into superheroics, naturally your thoughts turn to Ben.
But see, you're Chuck. See, I'm telling you right now, Kevin, this is snowballing, and it will be. Could you imagine if they pull Ben Affleck as Batman because this thing goes viral?
I'm going to bring up a thought that maybe nobody else thought about yet. Henry Cavill is the Superman, the new Superman, Man of Steel.
Right.
This is the movie where Batman and Superman are together, or they're against each other, or something happens where they're both. It's a Superman-Batman movie. What if they casting a wimpy Batman on purpose?
Could be. I don't think they would jeopardize the Batman franchise for some kind of an upswing of a Superman thing. But I have to tell you something.
Maybe the producers are truly, truly, truly Superman fans.
If this whole thing, if this whole backlash continues, it will be, it has to be one of the first times ever in the history of movie making in Hollywood that somebody of Ben Affleck's stardom and caliber, if he is to be taken out of the role as a result, this will be a Hollywood Arab Spring like you've never seen before.
Well, Ala Pundit concludes in his article. He says, look at it this way. If you hate Affleck as Batman, imagine how bad you'll feel when Disney casts him as Han Solo Jr. Coming right back, Baldwin McCullough. In today's ever-changing world economy and job market, you need a competitive edge that sets you apart from the masses. Whether it's your career, your business, your family, your financial or spiritual future, you can't keep doing the same things you've been doing. It's time for a change. First Steps to Success gives you the tools to remap.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.